weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Finish up with the jerking of our chain, the sick joke of what the Pentagon via the FBI put out in this first tranche of so-called UFO alien disclosure. This is a slap in the face, a disgusting insult, and it shows the methodology, the mindset of the same people that did the same thing with the Epstein stuff until the public forced Congress to release 3 million plus files. Hundreds of thousands of images, videos, you name it. And it was cannibalism, murder, human cloning, hardcore Jewish supremacism. And it's just, it's all over the place how the public slaves, the Goyim. But then he's talking to eugenicists, basically Hitler, you know, 2.0, Bill Gates about, yeah, we got to get rid of the poor people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Imagine what they didn't release. They claim they only released 50%. Then we learned 98% hasn't been released, according to Terabyte, just raw data. 98% hadn't been released. Can you imagine with the mother load of the 2% they released, what is in the 98%? Hundreds and hundreds of emails about eating children, the sex slave is ready at the hotel, killing people, human trafficking, weapon trafficking, drug trafficking, devil worship, human cloning. I mean, every day when I'm driving home, I'm thinking, what should I be covering? What's most important? So I don't just think, what's the hottest thing to cover? No, I go, what's the most important thing? That's why you'll tune in sometimes with a bunch of big national news, and I won't really be commenting on it much because I'm like, what is most important in my view? And I just think, man, we got to go back over this stuff because all this new stuff, people are digging through it because you can only search 10 things at a time. And that handicaps you because you can't do a big general search, and people just keep finding new stuff every day. So that's what's going on with this UFO thing. But there's definitely more activity, human and obviously alien. I've got key points. And I'm going to solve the mystery of what's happening right now. Now, a lot of you already know the answer, but a lot of people don't. So it's not like I'm giving people the answer first. It's known. It's hiding in plain view. It's all there. And so we're going to get to that in just a moment, and then I'm going to shift gears into their attempt to launch a hantavirus, COVID 2.0. There's no doubt now the UN admits they're doing it for a power grab, and you better give us our treaties, and better lock down, and better wear a mask. And the whole way this pops up everywhere at once, the way it's jumping into humans when it doesn't normally do it, I mean, this is definitely another one of their moves. But COVID so blew up in their face, I don't see it going anywhere. And Trump's saying he's not locking down, he's not buying into the fear. So that's something good Trump's doing. That's a big difference between him and the Democrats, because any liberal component wants full control and lockdown. So as bad as Trump can be, let's just point out, don't ever forget how evil the left is. We're trying to get Trump back on track. In some places we are. And he's also threatening to nuke Iran, turning him into a giant glowing crater. So we're just going to call balls and strikes here today, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to finish up with key information on the UFO alien disclosure and what's really happening and what the real bottom of the rabbit hole is in a moment. But first, I want to thank listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer. We're an information war. The way we reach new people is you sharing the live feeds at Raw Hog Jones on X, at Rumble, at AJN Live, and telling people about the little stations you're listening to, and telling people about our new news site with all the video feeds, all the articles, the live feeds, everything at AlexJonesLive.com. Please, this is a group effort. This is a participation sport, an information war. Share AlexJonesLive.com to your whole email list, to your text message list, to your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, and say, this is the most forbidden, censored guy in the world. He's covering stuff that the bad guys don't want you to know. We're in a fight against these tyrants. Information is 90% of any war. We are the Paul Revere's on the ground. We are the resistance. Please Watch the show, listen to the show, and then share the show with your entire email list and text message list and tell them to share it, and it creates the chain reaction. That is beyond critical. That is the heart of this. You are everything when you decide to take action, and I salute you. And then we have the AlexJonesStore.com that, again, I don't own. It owns the Alex Jones Network. The bad guys can't take this over like InfoWars. As long as you support us, you get the great products there, the knives, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. As long as you do that, we won't just stay on air. We're going to expand, hire back hosts, more reporters. Some of the top reporters out there today used to work for us, but as we got imploded by all the lawsuits, they had to move on. So many of them. Well, we intend to come back, and we got so many hosts that want to be hired, so many reporters, but it takes funds. So if you support us, you're the ones building it, they will come. I don't want to just reach 20 million people a day, okay, with the main show and tens of millions with clips. I want to reach 50 million, 60 million, like we did at our number one peak when the CIA publicly came after us in 2016, 17, 18, and everything that came after that. So I only sell you products that work. You are missing out if you don't take my challenge and decide to support. Those of you that have been on the fence, I love the regular supporters, and you're great. You're the reason we're here. But I want to expand. I want to get that majority of you that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com, go get our methylene blue. When I tell you it's the best, it's the best. When I tell you it's so good for your body and incredible with clean energy with no letdown, it's the truth. When I tell you our bovine colostrum is the best, it is. We just private labeled the top seller in the country. When I tell you our IRC moss is the best and our Shilajit, it's the best. And we have a huge sale going until tomorrow night at midnight. That's Saturday evening. 48-hour BOGO sale. Started yesterday. Buy one methylene blue tincture and get one methylene blue tincture bottle free. That's over a month's supply. Free. Buy one CMOS gummies and get one CMOS gummies free. Ends Saturday night. Also, three new product bundles. Normally $147, now $89. The Modern World Survival Stack, Shilajit capsules, Atomic Defense, and CMOS capsules. Read what each product is. They're game changers. The second big bundle deal that ends in a couple days, Detox Defense Stack. Normally $148, now $99. Zeolite Detox Defense, a super high quality, top brand, private labeled zeolite that pulls out heavy metals, other toxins, and of course, goes after the spike protein. Zeolite Detox Defense. Trifecta iodine, the very best pure iodine out there, essential to the whole body, the missing link. The opposite of fluoride. They put fluoride in, take the iodine out. This is the best iodine, not bound to anything, so better absorption. T3 iodine and bovine colostrum. Normally $148, $99. And finally, the men's drive stack. Shilajit gummies, MK Ultra Brain Booster, and Trifecta iodine. Normally $134, now $99. Take advantage now. The Alex Jones Store.com to keep us on the air, and I want to expand. And there are contribute pages at thealexjonesstore.com and at alexjoneslive.com where if you want to really help us, make a straight donation, and then we get all the money other than credit card processing, you know, 3% or whatever. We get all of it. It can really change the world if you really want to help. You can do that at the contribute button at alexjoneslive.com and, of course, thealexjonesstore.com. Fuel the fight for truth against tyranny. All right. Thank you so much. Now, going back to where we were. Why are they doing this? Why did they give us a nothing burger? Because they know there's massive interest. They want to look credible. But they're never going to give anything real or anything new. I said for weeks, I said, I bet they give us more Tic Tacs and more footage out of jet aircraft. And a bunch of it has already been out for years. Some of the most famous footage. So this is and in one photo of a stretcher with a body bag. And they say, we're not going to tell you what it is. You just figure it out. So this is very deliberate, just jerking the public's chain. But they're building up towards, I believe, some type of alien invasion, false flag that's been leaked. They've been preparing for 40-plus years or longer. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I expect the alien files will be anticlimactic. Think so? So we're definitely having our chain jerked. Here's Tim Dillon accurately last week predicting this is all just a giant psyop to create hysteria and fear and confuse people and distract from Epstein, the failed wars, the rest of it. And then I'm going to get into a clip from Joe Rogan talking about Anna Paulina Luna and what she's focusing on, and I've been advising her some on this, and that is ancient text. Not just the ancient Jewish texts that are super important, but the ancient Babylonian, the ancient Egyptian, and many other cultures, Aztec, Mayan. It's all right there. The same story. Groups around the world that didn't even know each other telling the same stories over and over again about the Anunnaki. And when you read in the Middle East, in more than six different cultures, going back 5,000-6,000 years, they all tell the same story. What is in Genesis, and other books in the Old Testament, the Talmud, the Torah, it's that's the same story. But they took books out of the Bible, like the Book of Enoch, that they found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's real. I remember, growing up watching televangelists on TV or whatever, they'd be like, now, those aren't real. Those were made up. Those Enoch and those others are, that's not real. Oh, yeah, they're real. They found 2,000-year-old Old Testaments, not just in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found 3,000-year-old ones. They've also found them in Africa, where they'd been hidden. So we'll be getting into all of that. This is really powerful information. And I haven't read the Book of Enoch in years. I know there's a lot of books on tape of it. Someday this next week, we're going to do a special broadcast and just air the entire Book of Enoch. And then I'll stop and start it and show documents. But, it's the watchers come down, the spacecraft land. They're genetically engineering us. They're using us for mining. God gets pissed off, blasted off the earth. That's really what Noah and all that's about. It's all there. And the story of Gilgamesh and the story of all of that. And they've got the stone tablets from all these cultures saying the same thing. But I'll get to that in a moment. Here's Tim Dillon.
They're trying to do, can we watch this? This is Trump talking about declassifying